finally Friday once again. It's terrible that we try to rush our whole week, but at the same time, sometimes it's got to be rushed. This week was terrible and extremely long for no reason. I do not have the time nor the patience for this week. And that being said, let's get into the question of the week. So, this week's question was, what is a moment in your life that has made you say or think cringe? Like, ew. Why? What was the reason? Now, I only got four answers, but they're pretty good. So, I didn't reach a lot of people this week, or nobody could think of anything, or didn't want to share it because, I don't know, maybe they're embarrassed or something. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Maybe they thought someone was going to listen, even though they don't know who I am. They probably thought they were going to listen and be like, Greg is talking about me? Who is Greg? I don't know. Anyway, so the first one says, every time I think back to certain R. Kelly songs, lyrics, like my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, or give me that honey love, it's cringe. No, for real though, because it's gross. It's kind of like listening to P. Diddy now. I don't understand. Like I can't even fathom the stuff that he was putting out, and we were just like, yes, that is the one, because it was not. There was this guy I was hanging out with for the first time, and first thing he did when he came over was take his shoes off, which is fine, but then he took his socks off. Like, what the fuck? This is my first time hanging out with you at my house. Don't let your raw feet touch my hardwood floor. Cringe. Oh my God. Well, number one, you said it's the first time hanging out with him. I hope you like got to know him before you let him come to your house. I'm assuming it's your house. Yeah, it's your house. You said it. That's fucking gross. And then you didn't say if his toes were nasty or not. You just didn't want his raw feet touching your hardwood floor. All right. Moving on. Not my story completely, but a cringe moment. A friend and I went to the store, and she was going on a date later that night. She decided to buy condoms just in case. When she went to pay for them, the woman made a comment and my friend replied with an even snarkier, inappropriate comment. The lady got super pissed off and said, I'd punch a girl like you in the face if someone with a mouth like that walked into my house. We went on our way. Me being beyond embarrassed, she gets ready for her date, meets at his house, and his mom opened the door. It was the cashier. The date ended before it started. As it should, because that lady literally said she's gonna punch her in the face. My boyfriend shart his pants at the table shortly after we started dating. Apparently, it was something that happened a lot. I cringed at the conversation and left him. Couldn't do it. Shit happens, but not daily in your pants as an adult. Sorry. She or he, them, they, could never work at my job. Damn, that sucks. Only four responses, but it's fine because let's dig deep into these four responses that we got. R. Kelly. All right. So yes, that whole situation there is problematic and it is cringy because he is gross. That one with the raw feet, that shit is funny as hell because not you saying raw feet like you was gonna cook it up. You was gonna cook his feet? Raw feet. Touching my hardwood floor. So now, do you own this house? Because I understand that, and that makes a lot of sense, but you're not cooking his feet, but it's weird that he did that. He felt so comfortable with you that he took his shoes and his socks off. He felt so comfortable. You're lucky he didn't take his pants off and his shirt and just sit in his underwear, because that seems like that's where that was heading. The cashier story. That is just terrible luck. That is bad luck. And I don't know. It's like you, that was coming for you. Once you said something like that, and my thing is, you buying condoms, girl, you don't even know that man. How exactly were you talking to the cashier? It's a a serious, serious question. It makes no sense. Like I was saying before, this week has been such a terrible week. And it's not even because of like my job, but it's because of my job. If that makes sense. Like, I feel like we are in a time warp and we're just stuck there in the same rotation, same loop. And it doesn't matter how many things we fix or how many meetings we have or whatever, it just don't work. It just don't work. Today made it all better. The only thing that made it not great was that one of our coworkers was missing, but that food was amazing. Speaking of food, this morning, this is my cringe moment, but I feel like only for myself because there's something wrong with me. So I have anxiety over the phone, calling to order food, calling to make an appointment, calling to do anything that, I mean, pay a bill, literally. Even if it's an automated voice, I'm fine with that. But like calling to do anything adulting wise, I just don't want to, and I'm scared. And today is the reason why. Obviously, in some places, when you order a dozen things, that means 12, right? So my mind, I was like, oh, just say 12 and you'll be good. I tried to order 12 dozen bagels this morning. I'm not really too sure where I was taking 144 bagels, but I was like, that does not sound right. I am sorry. Because the man was like, huh? I was like, oh no, I mean just a dozen. It's the fact that he heard me. Like usually like my phone will be breaking up. He heard me clear as day. Asked for 12 dozen bagels and knew damn well I did not mean that, but continued anyway. So that was cringe. I don't know. I've got a lot of cringy moments, but some of them I don't know, because I don't really know who listens to this, but like maybe they don't even know that it was a cringe moment for me per se, but it should have been a cringe moment for everybody involved. That's just how I feel. I think that it's very cringy when you're having a conversation and people put themselves in the conversation. There's a lot of cringy things. One time, me and my nieces were at Walmart. I don't remember for what, but we were walking around, and if I'm not mistaken, I feel like my niece, my youngest one, like was crying about something, and this man came and hissed at us. It was uncomfortable. It was very cringy because we were so confused. We didn't know what was happening. Oh, okay. This would be a good one. This just happened the other day. So, for my job, sometimes we have to go and do transportation and whatever and go pick up the people that we service at my job. And I don't mean like, I don't want that to come off wrong, but we help them throughout the day. We physically assist them with daily living skills. Okay, there you go. So we were on transportation, me and my coworker on transportation, and we went to pick up this one woman, and her father comes out and he said he said good morning sunshine, which was like, okay, great, because like I am not a ray of sunshine in the morning. You can ask anybody that knows me, they know damn well I am not smiling. I'm not doing anything. If I'm smiling at you, then I am faking it, but I was not. So he asked me how my weekend was, and I said, oh, it was okay. And he goes, oh, you gotta fake it a little bit. And I was like, well, I don't fake anything. I'm not a fake person. And he goes, yeah, not those Instagram girls. And I'm like, what the fuck? What way is this conversation going? So then, past that, he hands me like her bags because she obviously has stuff that we have to take on the bus and whatever. Taking stuff on the bus. And he handed me something. He handed me her bag and said something. And I forget what he said. And I was like, oh, no, you're fine. I say that to everyone. Okay? I say that to everyone. No, you're fine. If someone cuts me in line, no, you're fine. Okay? This man goes, now I know you're faking it. Sir, I could have died right then and there. That was uncomfortable. Uncomfortable and very cringy. Another thing that's cringy, this is like mostly dealing with men. This is a shame. After I had my first child, I did not want to go outside ever by myself. I didn't want to do anything alone because I was used to having somebody with me all the time, because obviously I was carrying somebody for 9 months. So I was used to having somebody with me, no matter if they weren't talking to me or not. I went outside for the first time, and again, went to Walmart. Always happening. Stuff's always happening at Walmart. And this man shouts out the window, "Ooh, you wearing shorts today? I don't even know you. I don't even know you. Why are you talking to me? That don't even make sense. We are not friends. I don't even know your name. Like, you out here wearing shorts today. Like, what? What?" All right, last one. When I worked at a resort, I was working in the activity department. And, you know, obviously people come from all over God's green earth to come to a resort in the middle of fucking nowhere where everything is broken, everything is used, like everything that gets fixed is fixed with fucking duct tape, and customer service is terrible, everything is terrible. Everybody that has a million kids wants to bring them to this fucking activity center. We were doing tie-dye, and my boss at the time, she was not helping because that just wasn't her thing. And when she did help, we were just like, okay, go away, because you're just micromanaging. It was just annoying. So we were doing tie-dye. I was helping people, which I normally was just not about, because that's just not my thing. Explaining how to do stuff is just not for me. When something is not for me, I'm not going to do it. I'm not good at it. So I'm just like, no. And I hate being put on the spot. It's annoying. Anyway, doing tie-dye, some man comes in and he's like, "Can I take you on a date?" And I'm just like, "No, I'm okay. Thank you." I'm still explaining, even though, again, I don't like explaining stuff. He continues. And I'm just like, no. This man proceeded to stay there for the whole day. The only time I got a break was when I was eating. All right? I was eating. Then, the last activity of the day, I'm like, yes, get to get out of here. I don't have to freaking deal with anybody. I get to go home. Mind you, it's 9 to 5. Working with the public. It's terrible. Terrible job. And terrible pay. All of a sudden, he comes in with his child this time. I'm trying to leave, trying to get out of there. This man's child is trying to get in my car. And he's like, "I'm serious, though. I really want to take you on a date. La, 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 la." And I'm like, "Sir, no. No. Absolutely not. No, thank you." And I literally was like, "I'm good. I'm good." And he just continued. I don't know what next week's question of the week is going to be, because I might just ask you guys, what question do you want me to ask? Because I don't know. Give me an idea. Give me something that somebody will answer. You know what? I might ask y'all to send me in your "Am I the asshole?" questions. I know it's oversaturated, but there's a billion people in this world. 7 billion, trillion, chameleon, all that. Comma, comma, chameleon, all that. Nobody can have the same story. And even if they have similar stories, there's always one detail that is not the same. So maybe I will ask that. Just send me your am I the asshole. I'm gonna really start doing these questions of the week on Saturday so that y'all have a full-fledged Saturday. What? No, on Friday night. So on Friday, you have a full-fledged like 7 days to do this, so we can stop pretending like you don't see me posting and everything else in life. Tomorrow I have a baby shower to go to, and I love when people have babies, but this year I don't want to be invited to any more baby showers. Thank you so much. I just don't want to. I'm cooking now, which is fine. I don't care, because it's something easy, something I like making. But I was not prepared. I should have had like months to prepare. Even though it's like a quick, easy like food, macaroni and cheese is not hard to make. You can mess it up, but baby, we're not gonna do that. I'm just saying, I don't think that my pockets can afford anything else. Any other baby showers, any other diapers, wipes. That's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Like I said, I'm going to post a question of the week, the new one, starting on Friday now. I'm gonna think about it all day, post it, be done. I'm gonna give y'all until Friday morning. I'm shutting that shit down. So, yeah. That's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. Don't forget, new episodes come out on Saturdays, 5 a.m. See you next time. Well, I won't see you, but you know what I mean. You'll hear me next time. That makes sense. Or does it? I'm not sure. But, yep. Have a good night. Bye.